Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tes Vav. We are going to recap what we finished off at the end of the shiur yesterday from Daf Yudalud Amid Beis, from the two dots, and then we'll continue in the sugya today. This is a difficult sugya. This is the famous sugya of Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, and we continue dealing with some aspects of Tumah and Tara that the Mishnah talked about. So, just to remind ourselves, we quoted the Mishnah yesterday on Yudalud Amud Beis, where we said, Amar Rav Meir Midiram Lamadnu V'chule. The Rav Meir said that based upon the statements that were made, now on the surface, it sounds like he's talking about the statements that were made by Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, that were mosif, that were added to by Rabbi Akiva, that we can learn out that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to be Matame Chometz, that is Truma Tahora, by burning it with the Chometz that is Tumeya, even though there's an Isser normally to prevent yourself from making Truma Tahora Tumeya, here that Isser goes aside because you're burning it anyway. So we wanted to explain that, we wanted to suggest in yesterday's shiur that the explanation is as follows, that he's actually learning it out. Rav Meir is learning out this din that you can burn the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tumeya on Erev Pesach from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim's statement. Because Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim had said that you can burn Basar that is Tomei on a Rishon level with Basar that is Tomei on a Shlishi level, even though you're making that Shlishi level into a Sheni. Now, we had said that can't be, because here we're talking about going from something that is Tomei to something that is a higher level of Tumah, whereas in Pesach, Erev Pesach, you're talking about taking something that is Tar and making it Tomei. So how can you learn it out? So we gave the suggestion yesterday that in fact, Rav Meir's opinion of Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is that the Basar that was Tomei as a Rishon was Tomei on a Daraisa level, and the Basar that was Tomei on a Shlishi was Tahar on a Daraisa level, and it was only Tomei on a Darabonan level. And therefore, on a Daraisa level, you're actually making something that was Tar on a Daraisa level, Tomei on a Daraisa level, and therefore, maybe that is the comparison. If you can make something that's Tar on a Daraisa level, Tomei on a Daraisa level, so too you can make Chometz that is Tahora, the Truma Tahora, can be made Tomei by combining it with the Truma that is Tumeya and burning it together. That's what we wanted to suggest. Umay midivreim, we're at the very top line now of Tesvav Amud Aleph, midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. That's where we left off yesterday, shir, and we'll pick up today, second line. Tesvav Amud Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. Reish Lakish says the name of Kapara, that's not correct. Our Mishnah is not talking about, as you wanted to suggest, that it was a Rishon on a Daraisa level that was being mixed with a Shlisha on a Darabonan level, and therefore on a Daraisa level it was Tar being made Tomei. But no, our Mishnah is Masnisim B'Ava Tuma Daraisa Uvlada Tuma Daraisa. No, both of them on a Daraisa level. It was a Rishon Daraisa that was mixing with a Shlishi Daraisa, and you turned the Shlishi Daraisa into a Sheni Daraisa. And therefore you can't bring me a Raya, you're taking something that's Tomei, and making it a little bit higher level of Tumah, you can't bring me a Raya. Therefore, you can take something that is Tahora, like the Truma that is Tahora, and mixing it with Truma that is Tumeya, you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, the Gemara continues, Umay midivrayim. What then, if that's not the Raya? When Rav Meir says midivrayim, it sounded like it was Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, and or Rabbi Akiva that he's bringing his Raya to. So Reish Lakish, in the name of Bar Kapara, says, no, that is incorrect. The Divrayim that he was referring to is Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer B'Rabbi Yoshua. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, a different discussion than the Reisha of the Mishnah. So we're going to ask, which Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Which Machlokes, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Ilemo ho Rabbi Yeshua, if you can tell me it's the following opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, which is found in a Mishnah in Trumos, the Tanan, it says over there in the Mishnah in Trumos, Chavis shel Truma sheno lad lo sofek Tumah. You have a barrel of Truma that was sofek. Did a Tomei person touch it, or did a Tomei person not touch it? As Rashi explains over here, in Dibra Masku sheno lad, Sheira, something happened to it, kigon shenichnas odom Tomei l'sham. A Tomei person went into the room that contained that barrel of Truma, and Sofek Noga, but Sofek Lo Noga. He comes out of the room, we can't ask him, we don't know, whatever, he may not know, did he or did he not touch the Chavis Shel Truma, yes or no? So now, this Chavis Shel Truma is a Sofek, is it Tomei or is it not? So in this situation, the Mishnah in Trumas tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, If in fact this barrel was in an open area, Turfa, Rashi explains, is a hefker. In other words, it was not in a secluded area, it was out there in the open. So in this situation, you have to go and yanichena b'mokum hamutzna. You have to go and put it in a place where it won't get any further tummy, that it won't come into contact with anybody else. You have to assume that it did not get tummy. You can't eat it because maybe it did, but you're not allowed to go and allow, Rabbi Elazar says, for it to get any further likelihood of being becoming tummy, because maybe it wasn't tummy, and you're not allowed to do anything to make something that is tahor into something that is tummy. The imhay samagula, if it in fact is uncovered, so again it's easy to get tumma, you have to cover it up, yichasena. So Releza's opinion clearly is, in this Mishnah in Terumos, that you're not allowed to go and add on tumma over here, even though it may not be tmeya. On the other hand, and here's the hey Rabbi Yoshua Omer, imhay samunachas b'mokum mutzna, if it was in a secluded area, in other words, it was in a place that it's unlikely that it's going to get tamei by somebody touching it, b'davka, go move it to an area where it will get tamei. Yanichah b'mokum haturfa, go put it into a hefker place, in other words, go put it into an open place where it's more likely that somebody who's tamei will by accident touch it, and then it will become tamei vaday. If it's uncovered, so it's harder for it to become tame, you got lana. Go and make it open it up, so it will become easy to become tame. So you see that Rabbi Yoshua's opinion is that you are allowed to go and make something that is potentially tar into something that is potentially going to become tame. This is the Rabbi Yeshua opinion that Rabbi Meir is saying, mi divrehem, from this opinion, that's where I get my shita, that you can go take on Erev Pesach, truma that is tahora, and mix it with truma that is temeya, and burn it, because even though you're increasing, you're making the truma tahora, now tameh, not a problem. That's the mi divrehem. The Gemara says that's not right. Midami, this is that's not comparable. Hossam, in the case that we just mentioned, Groma Bi'alma, when Yeshua says go and put it into an open area, go and uncover it, he's not saying go be Mitami at Biyadayim. He's saying this will be easy, it'll be a groma. It's more likely chance you're gonna cause it to go and become tummy, but you're not actually going and making it tummy with your hands. But here, in the Erev Pesach situation, you are taking the truma that is tahora, and you are physically making it tummy by mixing it with the truma that is temeya. Hocha b'yadayim, he's actually doing it with your hands. So that can't be right. Therefore, this is an incorrect conclusion that this is the source for Rav Meir saying, midivrayim, that you're allowed to go burn the truma tahora with the truma temeya, make the truma tahora tummy. So we'll try again. Ella ha Rabbi Yeshua. It's the following source of Rabbi Yeshua that Rav Meir is relying upon. And this is another Mishnah in Trumos. It's the Mishnah right after the one that we just said. And this Mishnah says as follows, the Tanan. You have a chavish shel truma, you have a barrel of truma, shenishbro begas or yonah. They used to have a wine press where they would go and have the upper area where they would put in the wine, and then it would go down into a lower area, it would get pressed in the upper area, and it would go down to a lower area where it would be stored. In this situation, the Mishnah tells us you have this chavis of wine that's in the upper area, shel truma, that's tahora, and it breaks. Shenishbara begaso yona. And now it's in the upper area, and it's breaking, and it's going to fall down, all the wine is going to come out from there and go into the lower area, into what we call the gas hatachtona. The tachtona chulin temeim. Now, this truma tahora that you have wine is going to fall into the bottom area, which is filled with chulin that is tamei. As soon as the wine, the truma tahora, mixes with this chulin tamei, it's all going to become dumai, a mixture of truma and chulin that is tamei, and therefore none of it will be able to be drunk. It won't even be able to be drunk by a kohen because it's tamei. And all this chulin, you have $100 worth of chulin wine down here in the lower gas hatachtona, is going to be destroyed. It no longer will be able to be edible. It won't be drinkable because it is now mixed with truma that is temeya, and nobody can drink truma temeya. So again, the scenario is, if you don't do something, this wine that is truma tahora is going to go and mix with chulin that is tame and make it totally inedible. So in this situation, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, both of them hold that if you have a tar barrel that can hold at least the revius, that's considered a dover choshev, a significant amount, so then quickly as the wine that is falling from the upper barrel goes down into the gas atachtona, and you can go and take a clean utensil and collect at least the revius worth of the truma wine that is tahora and maintain its tahara by putting it into a utensil that is tahar, even though the majority of it is still going to spill. You don't have a big enough container to hold the entire barrel's worth of truma. You only have a little cod. You have a little jug that can hold at least the revius. So you'll save a small amount, a revius is worth, shimyachal lahatzam imen a revius matara, even though the rest of the truma, the wine that is tahora, is going to go into the chulin tumeya below and ruin everything. Yatzel. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua say, if you can save any of the truma tahora, that is a significant amount, called the revius or more, yatzel. That's what you have to do, and the rest goes to waste. Sorry, can't do anything about it. However, if you don't have a jug or a tahor utensil, they can save at least the revius, v'im lav, so then we have a machlokus in Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. Rav Lezer omer, teireid, you have to let the wine fall down, the titma, and it will become tummy by itself, but you aren't allowed to go and take a non-tahar utensil, you got plenty of those around, and collect all the wine that is truma from flowing and being mixing with the chulin that are tameim at the bottom. Because the chulin that are tamei are able to be drunk by anybody who is not concerned about becoming tamei. For example, a Yisrael who has no concerns, even a Kohen could become tamei. He's allowed to eat tamei dika food, especially if he's tamei. So there's no concern, there's no problem in drinking this tamei wine that is below, if it's chulin. But as soon as it mixes with truma, then it's a problem, because now it's demai, it's a mixture of chulin and truma, and nobody's allowed to eat that, drink that, if it's tamei. So in this situation, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't do anything, you're going to suffer a loss, sorry. Teireid v'titamei, v'ayitameno biyad, but you aren't allowed to go take a tamei vessel and go and fill it up with the wine as it's pouring down from the upper gas and collected in this tamei vessel, and you are metame this truma tahora wine with your hands by putting it directly into this tamei vessel. Ayatame biyad. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow you to do this. However, Rabbi Shua says you can. Rabbi Shua omer, af yitameno biyad. You are allowed to go take a tamei vessel and have the wine that is truma tahora from the upper gas go directly into this tamei vessel, it will become immediately tamei, but then you'll have separate this truma that is now wine that is tameya, and it won't mix with the chulin that is tameya, and at least you'll have a hatsala of the wine that's in the bottom. All the wine in the bottom got, all the wine that's at the bottom that was chulin tameya will still be able to be drunk. So Rabbi Yeshua says, in this situation, yitamenu biyad. Oh, here you see that you're allowed to go and be metame something biyad. This is what Rav Meir said, midivrayim, from Rabbi Yeshua. We see that one can go mix on Erev Pesach the truma that you have that's chametz, that it's tahora, with chulin or truma that is tameya, and even though you're making it tamei biyadayim, here's the source where you're allowed to do this from this case of Rabbi Yeshua saying when you have no choice, you can be metame the truma tahora wine, so it doesn't mix with the chulin tameya wine. That's our raya. That's Rav Meir's raya, midivrayim. Gemara says, ihachi. So then why did he say midivrayim? Hi, midivrayim. He should have said, midivarav, shall Rabbi Yeshua, miboyale. He should have said, it's from Rabbi Yeshua. It's not from Rabbi Eliezer. It's not from both of them. It's from the second part where they have a machlokas. So the proper wording should have been that Rav Meir said, midivarav, shall Rabbi Yeshua. That's where I get my raya. Instead, he said, midivrayim. So what's going on? Shmuel says, no, that's not a problem. Hochikoma. This is what Rav Meir is telling us in our Mishnah. When he says midivrayim, he says, from the divrayim of this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, I can bring a raya. Mi machlokosan, shel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, lomadnu my opinion. We get the idea that you can mix the Erev Pesach truma that is tahora with the chulin of truma that is tameya. And even though you're doing it biyadayim, we have a raya from this Mishnah in Trumos that you're allowed to do so when you have no choice. So Gemara says, Daikanami, and I'll show you that this is the correct interpretation, it's not a doichak teretz, because diktani, because notice what Rav Meir said. He said, Moda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. He's bringing me a raya from this Mishnah. And the Mishnah at the beginning is both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that they're Moda. We had a whole conversation back and forth between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in our Mishnah. And ultimately, Rav Yossi says that Mode, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that in fact, both of them do agree that you aren't allowed to go and mix Tahar Chametz of Truma with Tamei Chametz of Truma, That everybody agrees you're not allowed to do. It's only in the case of the Sofek that we had said, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yeshua has a machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, from the fact that it's Moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, we see that this is correct. It's from the machlokosan show Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Lamadu. Oh, Shmamina. So this is a good raya. And this is, in fact, how you have to learn, according to the first version here, Rabbi Meir's understanding of Midivreim. It's talking about Rabbi Yeshua and his machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer as the raya for where Rabbi Meir gets that you're allowed to go and burn Erev Pesach, the truma that is chametz, that is tahora, with something that is tamei. And this opinion, this teretz number one, is also held by Rav Nachman. V'chein amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabba Bar Avua, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about Be'ava Tumah D'Oraisa, Uvlada Tumah D'Oraisa. Not like we wanted to say at the end of yesterday's shiur that it's talking about a Rishon that is a Tumah D'Oraisa that mixes with a Shlishi that is a Rabbanon, and therefore on a D'Oraisa level it was Tar, and that's how Rav Meir learns it out. No! It's as we just explained. The Mishnah is talking about a Rishon that's the Daraisa with a Shlishi that's Daraisa, and you're making it on Daraisa level into a Sheni. So how do you bring a Raya that this is where Rav Meir says you can mix the Truma that is Tahora on Erev Pesach with something that is Tomei and make it into the Yodayim that you're Metami, the Truma Tahora on Erev Pesach? Oh, this is his same Raya. Omai Midivrayim, he learns it out. Midivrayim Rilezer Yeshua from this Machlok is Rilezer Yeshua, and he learns it out. Midvarav Sharabi Yeshua, that is the answer. Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, says the same teretz as we just gave. That's the first teretz. Mar is going to question this. Eisli Rava or Rav Nachman? Rava says to Rav Nachman, you're wrong based upon the following Braisa. It says, Omar Rav Yossi says in this Braisa, now, this parallels the discussion that Rav Meir and Rav Yossi have in our Mishnah. The Braisa fills in a little bit more details. And Omer Rav Yossi, Ein Hanidon Doma L'Raya. What you tried to bring is a Raya, that's incorrect. You're trying to bring this proof from Rav Yeshua. Just like Rav Yeshua allows you to go and be a Dayim, go and take a Tomei utensil and collect the Truma Torah from the upper Gas so it doesn't go and mix with the lower Chul and Tomei and make everything no good. When you have no choice, that's not a good comparison to our Mishnah with the Chametz that is Truma Tahora mixing with something Tomei to become Tomei Biyodayim. Why is that? She Kishehidu Rabuseinu. Because when we give testimony, when the Chacham gave testimony about the practices of the Beis HaMikdash, Amahi Idu, what did they give testimony about? They brought a raya from our Mishnah. Rav Yossi says that, Rav Meir, you're wrong, because look at where they bring a raya from. Not from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It says, Almahi Idu, what did they bring the testimony about? Im ala basor shenitmo bivlada tumo, shesorfino sa im ala basor shenitmo biava tumo. If you can mix the shlishi with the rishon, Zetome v'zetome. That's not a good raya, because that's talking, Rav Yossi says, about making something that is vaday tome, a shlishi, by kachim, is a vaday tome. We use the terminology tome because it can transmit tuma down to the revi level by kachim. So you're dealing with something that is vaday tome, mixing with something that's vaday tome, and you're just making it a higher level of tome. You're making the shlishi into a sheni. So that's not analogous to our case with, on Erev Pesach, taking the chametz that is truma tahora and mixing it with something that is tamei to make this truma tahora going from being tar to being tamei. And likewise, if you're telling me it's Rabbi Akiva's case, imal Hashem and shenifsal betvul yom. If Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Meir, you're trying to tell me that it's from Rabbi Akiva's case that when you have the oil that was in this metal utensil that was an avatuma, so this oil is an avatuma, and when it mixes with this oil that was touched by a tful yom, which is a shlishi, which is called pasul when it comes to truma. So what have you done over here? Shemadlikin oso b'neir shenitmo b'tomei meis, and the two mix together, this tful yom oil, which is a shlishi, which is called pasul, mixes over here with this avatuma oil, and it becomes a rishon. So again, you're making it from something going from something that's pasul, yeah, pasul, the tful yom oil was a shlishi, it's called pasul, and now you're making it into something that's called tomei. But you're not taking something that was tar and making it into something that is tame. So this is a psul, this is a tame. So that's what it's mixing here. So how can you, Rav Yossi, say to Rav Meir, use this as a raya that you can then go take something that is tahar, the truma that is tahora, that is chametz on Erev Pesach, and mix it with something that's tame and make it tame be a daim? So he says, af anu modim, we agree with you fully that bitruma shenitmes bevlada tuma, If you have truma that had become contaminated only through a vlada tuma, that you're allowed to go and mix that, and sarfin osa in my truma shenit meis biava tuma, we don't have a problem with that, because you're taking something that is tamei and making it a little bit more tamei. That we agree with you. Aval hech nisrof hatluya im hatmeya. But you're not allowed to go and take truma that we're not sure, is it tamei or is it not tamei? It's tluya, it's a suffix. Did it become tamei or did it not become tamei? You're not allowed to go burn that im hatmeya, because here you would be taking something that is possibly tahora and making it tamei. And that you're not allowed to do. That's Rav Yossi's kasha on Rav Meir. Now, why can't you go and burn it? After all, you're not allowed to eat it. It's Tuluya, because he says, Shema Yov Eliyov Yiterena. Because you know what? Eliyov could come tomorrow and say, guess what? It wasn't Sofek Tomei. It really was Tahora. It never became Tomei. And therefore, this would be perfectly good. So how are you allowed to destroy Biyodayim? That's Rav Yossi in the Braisa. He's saying that you, Rav Meir, are wrong. Now, notice he said over here, it's the testimony that they gave was based upon Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. The Midivrayim is not Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as you're saying, but it's the Midivrayim. And this Brisa clearly is from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva's positions. And that's the kasha that Rava says to Rav Nachman. How can you tell me that Midivrayim means Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? You clearly see from this Brisa that the Midivrayim is Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. We turn to the Amud Beis. Then Rashi tells us over here that this is just filling in. The rest of this Braisa is not a further proof to the question. We haven't actually fully asked the question. I just told it you outside. We're going to ask the full question in a moment. Here we're just going to finish off the Braisa. By the way, the Braisa further proves Rav Yossi's point. And Rav Yossi says, continuing in this Braisa, Hapigul v'hanosor v'atomei. Pigul is a certain type of din where if a person, a Kohen, is doing the avoda and he has an incorrect machshava. A pigul machshava is when the Kohen, let's say, doing the shchit and he says, I'm going to go and eat this carbon, which is only allowed to be eaten for one day, I'm going to go and eat it tomorrow. That's called a pigul machshava that's chutz l'zmano. It's another type of pigul or pigul-like machshava when you have a chutz l'makomo that doesn't turn it into real pigul, because if you eat pigul, there's an issur karis if you have a kezayis of pigul, and that chutz l'makomo, eating it outside the proper place, doesn't give it an issur karis. So pigul is when you have an improper machshava to either eat it or do part of the avoda, chutz l'zmano, outside its proper time. And this pigul is not tameh, but it's of course also to be eaten. Then you have nosar. Nosar is when you have a korban that is beyond its time that it's allowed to be eaten. And that also has to be burned. Both pigul and nosar have to be burned. Now, they don't have a din of tumah d'oraisa. Midir abanon, if you touch them, it's betame, you die, because the rabbis didn't want you to have anything to do with pigul and nosar, because you may come to eat it by accident, and that would be a real big problem. It's an issur of kares. So therefore, they gave it a rabbinical tumah b'yadayim in order to help facilitate that you'll get rid of it and burn it. And then you have real tomei. If you have a tomei piece of kachim, so that is a tumah d'oraisa. So he tells us, Rav Yossi, that if you have pigul, nosar, and tomei that mix together, so you have to burn all of them, that's the din. So b'shamei omrim, ein nisrof m'kiachas. You're not allowed to go put the pigul and the nosar with the tomei, because the pigul and the nosar are tahor m'daraisa, and when you metame them by mixing them with the tomei, you're not allowed to do that. But Beisil says, not a problem. Beisil omrim, nisrof m'kiachas. You're allowed to burn them together. Now this is further proof to the idea Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to go and mix the item that is tahor midaraisa and go and mix it with something that will make it tomei midaraisa. We'll get to that in a few moments. That's the end of the braisa. And now Rava can go bring his challenge that he had to Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman had agreed that Rav Meir had gotten his raya midivrayim from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav is saying that's not true. It really was his raya from the Dvarav and the Machlokis of Rabbi Yeshua with Rabbi Eliezer. So then, why in this Braisa amai mahadalei Rabbi Yossi mid Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim? Why did Rabbi Yossi, when he challenged Rav Meir in this Braisa, he kept on challenging him from the words of Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim and from Rabbi Akiva? He should have said from Rabbi Yeshua, if that was where, in fact, Rabbi Meir got his raya, for the fact that Rabbi Yossi only points out the difficulties in learning it from Chanina skana kohanim, and for Rabbi Akiva, it means that he disagrees with your opinion, Rav Nachman. However, Rav Nachman would respond, only Rav Nachman, he says, no, that's incorrect. Rabbi Yossi made a mistake. Rabbi Yossi, v'lav adaite, he didn't understand exactly what Rav Meir was saying. He thought that Rav Meir was bringing a raya from Chanina skana kohanim and Rabbi Akiva, when in fact, Rav Meir was bringing a raya from Rabbi Yeshua. Who saw Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanina ben Sakana Hanim come alay? He thought, Rabbi Yossi, that the raya was from Rabbi Chanina ben Sakana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. And instead, the Amalei Ana mid Rabbi Yeshua Kamina. My raya is not from those first two, Rabbi Chanina ben Sakana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. My raya, as we pointed out, as Rabbi Nachman had said, is from Rabbi Yeshua. To that, Rabbi Yossi says, Amalei, here, this is how Rav Nachman would understand the Brisa. Now, V'amalei, Rav Yossi, says to Rabbi Meir, no, even if you want to tell me your raya is from Rabbi Yeshua, Bafilu Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Einahi Min Amida. Even if you're trying to bring me a raya from Rabbi Yeshua, it's still not comparable. Because the Hamoda, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yossi responded to Rabbi Meir. Because both Rabbi Lez and even Rabbi Yeshua agree that you're not allowed to go and burn the Truma that is Tameya Vadai with something that is Tome. That you're not allowed to do. Shesorev Zubifne Atzma, the Zubifne Atzma, that you must go burn them separately. If you have Chomets of Truma that is Tar, you are not allowed to go burn it with Tome Truma. Therefore, Rav Yossi says, Rav Meir, you can't bring me a raya from Yeshua. But the more questions is exactly with the raya that we brought from the Mishnah and Trumos. Vamayeno hi Amida. Why can't, in fact, Rav Meir say that Rabbi Yeshua is the source for learning in our Mishnah that you can mix Truma Torah with Truma Tumeah, both of them chametz being burnt on Erev Pesach? You can learn that out from the case of the Gas or Yonah. The Rabbi Yeshua said you are allowed to be Metameit B'yadayim when you have no choice. So, in fact, Mida U'midahi. This is exactly a perfectly good analogy. Shemur says, no, it's not. Shiny Hussam. Why is it different? Because the Ika Hefsid Chulin, in the case of Trumos, the Mishnah and Trumos, in that scenario, what's going to happen if you don't go take a Tama utensil and gather in the Tahar Truma wine before it mixes into the bottom Chulin? You're going to have a huge financial loss. The Ika Hefsid Chulin, all of the Chulin is now going to become inedible. Right now it's Tama Chulin, which is edible. But as soon as the Truma mixes with this Tame Chulin, even though the Truma was originally Tahara, it now becomes Tame. And now you have a mixture of Truma that is Tameya with Chulin that is Tameya, and none of it can be eaten. And in this situation, you have a Hefsid Chulin. That's why Rabbi Yeshua said you're allowed in that situation to be Metameya B'yadayim, because it's a Hefsid Meruba. But in a case where it's not a Hefsid Meruba, in the case where you have Tame Chametz, and you want to mix it with Tahora Truma Chametz? No, you can't do that because there's no Hefsid involved. So Gemara says, yes, there is. Masikla Rabbi Yirmiya, if you make me have to go and burn them separately, Masnisa Nami, our Mishnah 2 would be a Hefsid, Ika Hefsid the Eitzim. If I have to have two piles of wood, one to burn the Chametz that is Truma Tahora, and one to burn the Chametz that is Temeya, so I have an extra expense of $5 worth of wood. So there is a Hefsid there as well, so it is exactly comparable. Someone says, no. Amalei Ha'usaba, there was a certain older man. Some suggest that this is often Elio HaNavi when we have Ha'usaba. And he said over here, no, Rabbi Yirmiya, you're wrong. Lehefsid Meruba Chashashu, Lehefsid Mu'at Lo Chashashu. For the huge amount of loss of having all your wine in the bottom gas that is Chulin, that is Tomei, and if you're going to mix that with Truma, and now it's going to be a mixture of Truma and Chulin that's Tameh, you just lost $100, you lost $1,000, whatever the value of the wine is, that's a Hefsid Meruba. But here, saying that you have to go and burn the Chametz that is Tar, separately from the Chametz that is Tameh, both of them are Truma, that's a dollar. How much firewood did you actually need? That's not something that we concern ourselves with, the Hefsid Mu'at Lo Choshishu, and if that's where Rav Yossi responded back to Rav Meir, that in this situation, we don't say the two cases are analogous, because one was a case of Hefsid Meruba, and one was a case of not Hefsid Meruba. So therefore, we're left with the good teretz that we have, Rav Nachman and Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara, their teretz that the Devarim, the Rav Meir is bringing to support his Shita, is in fact from Rabbi Yeshua. End of that discussion. Now we start a new discussion, a new way to answer what Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are arguing about. Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan says, no, the machlokis is only b'sheish. When do we have a machlokis between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? Are you allowed to go and mix or not the truma tahora that's chametz on Erev Pesach with something that it's tameya and biyodayim, go and make it the truma that is tahora chametz tamei? That's only if it's in the actual 6th hour when it's an issa d'rabbanan to have chametz in your possession. However, avo b'sheva, but if it's in the seventh hour, when now it's an issa daraisa to have the chametz in your possession, then there is no machlokes. Even Rav Yossi is mo that divri akol sorfin. Everybody agrees in that situation that you can be matame the chametz, you have to get rid of it right away, and therefore, even if it's truma that's tahora, but it's aser now, you're allowed to go burn it even with something that is tame, even though in doing so, you're being matame it b'yadayim. So once it's beyond the time where it's only an issa d'rabbanon, but now it's an issa d'raisa, even Rav Yossi is moda. That's the answer that Rav Asi says in the name of Rav Yochanan. But this is questioned. Amalei Rav Zeira le Rav Asi. Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi, really? Neimo kesover Rav Yochanan masnisim ba'ava tuma d'raisa uvlada tuma d'rabbanon. Based upon what you're saying, you're using the analogy from our Mishnah that we're dealing over here with an avatuma that's daraisa and a vlad hatuma that is derabanan. And therefore, on a daraisa level, you're going and taking something that is tor on a daraisa level and making it tame, and that's therefore why you're saying in our Mishnah you're allowed to do this. Umay midivrehem, midivrei rechanin eskana kohanim, which is exactly the way we originally started off saying maybe we should learn it this way. And amalei, so Rav Asi says to Rav Zeira, yeah, in, exactly right. Rav Yochanan's understanding is the one that Reish Lakish and Rav Nachman had rejected. That's Rav Yochanan's understanding, that we actually learned Midivrayim from Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim by saying that it was a case of something that was Torah B'Doraisa that became now allowed to be made Tomei on a Doraisa level by mixing it with a Doraisa Tuma. And therefore, just like you can take something that was Torah on a Doraisa level and make it Tomei, so too you can take your chametz on Erev Pesach that is truma tahora and mix it with truma tumeya, and therefore that's why Rav Meir only allowed it during the sixth hour, because in the sixth hour it was only usur on a derabbanan level, and yet you're allowed to mix it. That's why it's exactly analogous to the case of the vada tuma that was only tumi midrabbanan. That's exactly what we're talking about. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan says is the case of Rav Meir say midivreim. It's from our Mishnah from Rav Chanina Skala Kohanim. It manami. Similarly, Amar Rav Yochanan said it directly. Masnisim be'ava tumah d'oraisa uvlada tumah d'rabbanan. That's exactly what Mishnah is talking about. And umay midivrayim. And what was the raya that Rabbi said from these words? Midivrayim. It was midivrei chanina. Rabbi chanina. Skana kohanim. And umachlokis b'sheish. It's only during the sixth hour that they have a machlokis, because that's only where Rabbi says it's analogous. That's analogous to the case where it's tumah d'rabbanan, it's only osu midrabbanan. Avo b'sheva, when it's an issa d'oraisa, divrei kol sofrin. Everybody says you're allowed to go and burn it. So Rav Yochanan said beferish that which Rav Asi said in his name. Lema masayle. Let's bring a raya to this from the following brayas. The brayas says, and that's the brayas that we just brought down before. Ha pigul v'anosu v'tomei. We said that these three things, pigul and osu, which are only tomei on a d'rabbanan level, and the Tomei item, which is Tomei on a Darais level, you're not allowed to mix them. You're not allowed to go and mix them because you're making something that's Tar on a Darais level, Tomei. That's Beishamei is holding like the opinion that says you can't go and mix them even though you're taking something that is on a Darais level Tar and make it Tomei. No, you are allowed to do this. You're taking something that on a Darais level is Tar and you're mixing it with something that's making it on a Darais level Tomei. Not a problem. Moses says, no, not necessarily so. Shiny Hossam, this Pigul, Noser, and Tomei case is different because the Islu, Tumah Midrabbanan, it does have Tumah Midrabbanan. As I pointed out earlier, we learned in the Mishnah, later we'll have it later in our Masechta, HaPigul VaNoser Mitamim Nesiyadayim. The rabbis didn't want us dealing with Pigul and Noser because this is a Kares. If you eat a Kazayas of Pigul, you eat a Kazayas of Noser, Yechayiv Kares. So nobody wants to do that by accident, even the Yechayiv Achatas. So in this situation, the rabbi said, give it tuma. If you give it the rabbanon tuma, so people stay away. People were very much nizar from tuma, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon, they stayed away from tuma. And in this way, you won't lead to a problem. So that's because over here there is a tuma de rabbanon. That's why Beisil says you're allowed to go mix the pigul noser and tuma. But in the case of chametz, an erev pesach that is tahora, you can't go and make it tuma be your dayim. And maybe when we say divrei kol sarfim, it's not Rav Yossi. Maybe Rav Yossi would not allow you to go and mix it even after the zman when it's osur midaraisa, because it is tahar, and you're not allowed to go make something that's tahar, tamei, because there's no tumah at all here, as opposed to the pigul and the notzer, they had at least the tumah derabbanan. So this isn't a good raya to Rav Yochanan. It doesn't prove him wrong, but it's not a good raya. So try again. Let us say that the following braisa is in fact a support to Rav Yochanan's idea. And what is that? The Braisa says, Hapas she'ifsha. If you have bread that became spoiled, the nifsalom elechol yodim, it's no longer edible for a human being. However, it's still what we call royal achilas kelev. It still could be eaten by a dog. It hasn't yet gotten to the point where a dog wouldn't eat it. A human being would say, nah, there's some spoilage over here. I'm not eating it. But a dog doesn't mind. A dog will eat it. So in this situation, you have this pas she'ifsha mitama tumas ochlin kebeitza. It still has the ability to accept tumah, because as long as it wasn't ochel originally, it doesn't lose its status of being an ochel as long as it's royal achilas kelev. So therefore, if it became tame, it could in fact become Tame, it can accept tumah as an ochel. Mitame tumas ochlin kibichabeitza. With the size of a chabeitza, this is the amount that either can transmit tumah or accept tumah. Famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas. In any event, the nisrefes im hatmeya bepesach, and this pas sheifsha, which is tar, even though it's spoiled, it's tar, is allowed to be mixed. The nisrefes im hatmeya bepesach. When you have this on Pesach and it's chametz, you're allowed to go burn it together with something that is tohar. So you're allowed to go be metame this biyodayim, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said. So Gemara says, no, again, this is different. Shiny hasam, the pasha ifsha is not considered something that's edible. The afra bi'almuhu, the reason why you're allowed to go and mix it is because it's considered like the dust of the earth. It's not really considered something that is tohar, and you're making it tame because it's inedible. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya to Rav Yochanan from here as well. So Gemara says, I hachi, if this is the case, according to Rav Yochanan, that Rav Meir is bringing a raya from Chananiah, Skana, Kohan, and Rabbi Akiva, so then why in Rav Yossi's response to Rav Meir does he say, my mode, when he says that Rabbi Lez and Yeshua are both mode, that you have to go and burn the chametz that's tahora on Erev Pesach separately from the chametz that's tameya on Erev Pesach? Why, in fact, does he bring in that modeh? What does Rav Elezer and Yeshua have to do with anything if you're telling me, Rav Yochanan, that the raya is from Chananiah, Skana, Kohanim, and Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, no. Hachi kama le Rav Yossi Rav Meir. Rav Yossi is responding back to Rav Meir the following. Afilu le Rabbi Yeshua the Mekel. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who is Mekel, to allow Truma that is Tole to be burnt with Truma that is Tmeya. Ki Mekel, when is Rabbi Yeshua Mekel? Only in that case, Betluya Utameya. Only when you're dealing with mixing something that's a Sofek Tame with something that's Vaday Tame, then he allows you to burn them together. But even Rabbi Yeshua, who's the most Mekel opinion of him, Tahora Utameya, lo, he doesn't let you go take the Truma that is Tahora and mix it with the Truma that is Tameya on Erev Pesach and burn them together, lo. So therefore, you're wrong. And furthermore, if what you're saying is true, so then when Rav Meir is learning this out from the Eidos of Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, so then Amai Enohi Hamida. Mida Umidahi. So then this is exactly analogous. If you're telling me that Rav Yossi says that during the seventh hour, when it's an Isidar Raisa, then you are allowed to go burn them together. It's only during the sixth hour that there's a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. So then, if Rav Yossi allows you in the seventh hour, when it's an Isidar Raisa, to go and burn it, so then it's exactly the same thing. In the seventh hour, there's an Isidar Raisa on it. And so too, if you have Truma that is Tomei Midar Raisa, you're allowed to go and burn it. But if you're telling me the raya is from Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, and Rav Yochanan's understanding is that it is being burnt on a derabbanon level, that you're allowed to go and take the derabbanon tumah and burn it with something daraisa to make it tummy midaraisa, so then you should be allowed, according to Rav Yossi, to also go and burn it in the sixth hour when it's tummy midarabbanon. How come Rav Yossi doesn't allow you, therefore, to burn it in the sixth hour? We said he only allows you to burn it in the seventh hour. Should allow you to burn it in the sixth hour if Rav Yochanan is right. So Rav Yirmiyah says, I'm Rav Yirmiyah, hocha. When Rav Chanina is giving his testimony, the Eidos, he says, Bebosu shenitmu b'mashkin shenitmu machmas sheretz. We're dealing over here where the tumah came via a tumah sheretz, but it came through a mashka. And Rav Meir holds lishitaso, the Rav Yossi l'taime, and Rav Yossi holds lishitaso. Each of them has a different opinion when you're dealing over here with tumah that comes through a mashkin. What is that? Rav Meir l'taime, domar tumas mashkin l'tami acherim d'rabbanon. He says that the tumas mashkin over here has the ability to mitami something only on a d'rabbanon level. And therefore, in this situation, the meat is only tummy on a derabbanon level. Whereas Yossi Latame, he says, Diyoma Tumas Mashin Latame Yachirim Daraisa, he says it's on a Daraisa level. And therefore, Rabbi Chanina says that they allowed them to burn it together. He's only saying that you're allowed to add something that was Tumi on a Daraisa level to make it on a higher level Daraisa. As opposed to Rabbi Meir says, you're dealing over here with something that was Tumi on a Darabana level, and that's why Rav Meir would allow you to burn it in the sixth hour, and Rav Yossi would not allow you to burn it in the sixth hour. And this can actually be seen in the Machlokas in a Braisa. And we turn to the Omer Aleph, Tes Zayin Omer Aleph, the Tanya. The Braisa tells us, Sofek Mashkin Tame. If you have a situation where you have Sofek as to whether Mashkin became Tame or not. So Tame, we consider them Tame al Sofek. However, Latame Akherim, but to be Matame something else, so therefore we go in that situation, Lakula, and we say Tar. Divri Rameh. This is Rameh's opinion. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Kidvar, and Rabbi Elazar also held like Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer Lakol Tomei. It's considered Tomei for itself, and as well as anything that it comes into contact with will also be Tomei al Sofik. And Rav Yosef Rishimin Omim, La'ochlin Tmeim, Lekalim Tahorim. And they have a compromised position. They say, in regards to coming into contact with any Ochlin, so then we say that they're Tomei al Sofik as well. However, in regards to touching Kalim, so the Kalim don't become Tomei out of the Sofik. And therefore, what do we see from here? That according to Rav Meir and as well the Tana Rabbi Elazar, that Mashkin that have the ability to be Metame, other things only on a Durabonin level, according to Rav Yossi, and as well as see, according to Rav Yossi and Shimon, they can be Matami things even on a Daraisa level. With that, we conclude today's share. I know it was difficult, the last half of the share especially. It's Hashem, chazir it over, it'll hopefully become clearer. Have a wonderful day.